Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
President Biden is calling for a new era of government spending with aid to families, education, and infrastructure. The president delivered his first speech to a joint session of Congress last night to a chamber that was much less crowded than usual. For more on the speech, we're joined by Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So President Biden proposed a $1.8 trillion plan for children and families. It includes ambitious proposals for government-funded child care and pre-K. This is in addition to his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. How is all of this going to be paid for?
Well, he made it clear yesterday. He's going to ask wealthy people and big corporations, many who don't even pay any taxes at all, to step up and pay their fair share. And that's the way it should be.
In some of the response from Republicans, there was some questioning, criticism about whether this is realistic financially. Senator Mitt Romney, former Mass Governor Mitt Romney, said, quote, maybe if he were younger, I'd say his dad needs to take away the credit card. I mean, is it going to end up being very scaled back by the time it becomes a reality?
Well, I hope not. I think what we're talking about right now, is making investments that, quite frankly, will help grow our economy in ways that, we will be able to thrive economically. Look, Republicans had no problem when it came to spending, when it was about tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires and big corporations. None of that was paid for. I mean, it drove us further into debt. You know, they don't complain when we spend countless billions of dollars on nuclear weapons to destroy the world. But when it comes to investing in our own people, they're all upset. Well, that's too bad.
You are going to have to work with Republicans to get these proposals through.
Well, look, the only place where, this is a problem in terms of Democrats and Republicans is in Washington. I mean, Biden's popularity numbers, the poll numbers on his infrastructure bill are, through the roof. Now, those numbers don't just reflect Democrats, they reflect independents and Republicans as well. So look, these proposals are bipartisan all across the country. The only place they're not is in Washington, D.C., with people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and some of the more extreme elements of the Republican conference in the House. Look, these people don't care about the country. They're cheering for this country to fail. That's the only way that they feel they can get back into power. I think that the challenges are so great, we can't afford that. So if they don't want to be part of the solution, well, then we will have to move on without them.
The president also spoke about China as a threat. What do you read from that?
Well, China, is a threat in many ways. But, but what I appreciated about his approach to China was that it wasn't about rattling the sabers. It wasn't about, threatening military action. It was about saying to China, we're going to compete with you, fair and square, and we're going to win. And I think that that's a contrast to where Donald Trump was.
I want to ask you two things because you've been in Congress for a while, first elected in 1996. What stood out for you in this speech? And then I want to talk about how it was watching this during the pandemic. So first, what stood out?
Well, I think it was just refreshing to hear a State of the Union that was not filled with polarizing messages to divide our nation. This was a State of the Union address that was a call to action, that was about calling us to come together as a nation and to meet those challenges. Look, these last 4 years have been really difficult and traumatic for many Americans. Joe Biden talked about healing last night. He addressed issues of racism and polarization in this country, things that got worse during the last 4 years of the Trump administration. So it was just such a refreshing contrast that I just felt relieved and quite frankly, optimistic about the future.
You've been in Congress a while, more than two decades. You've been through a lot of these speeches, but this year you watched from your home in Worcester. How was that?
Well, it was different. But watching it with my family and my daughter, Molly, who was really excited to be able to see Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, be there, two women for the first time at the State of the Union address behind the President of the United States, was historic. And she was excited about it. But as she reminded me last night, she agrees with the Vice President. This is historic, but it should be normal.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, thanks so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much. All the best.